Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We are on every day from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, if you miss stuff, you can listen to John Cobell on demand. It is the podcast version of the show, same as the radio show. And let's get going here. Coming up when? At 3 o'clock. We're talking yesterday. This story's been bubbling for a few days. Did Gavin Newsom take $164,000 from a man named Greg Flynn, who owns a lot of franchise restaurants, including a number of Paneras? And in return for the $164,000 that Flynn gave Newsom, did Newsom make sure that Flynn's Panera Bread franchises got an exemption from the minimum wage law, which is shooting up to $20 an hour, except if, now follow this, unless you run a fast food or casual fast restaurant that bakes its own bread and sells it in individual loaves. Boy, that is a very narrow exemption that it may only apply to Panera. So we're going to have the Assembly Republican leader James Gallagher on, because he and the Senate Minority Leader Brian Jones have sent Newsom a letter. They want records from his office to find out where this idea came from, that only Panera would get a minimum wage exemption, specifically over baking bread. Because even if there's not direct proof that it's a bribe, let's just say, let's say it wasn't a bribe. If it's not a bribe, what would be the reason for it? What is the rationale for a bread baker fast food franchise to get a minimum wage waiver? I don't understand. Sure, because Newsom at first had said that that was just part of a negotiation. That was part of the sausage making of legislation. And then later on, he claimed absolutely false report, no such thing. Well, there is such a thing, because I saw it yesterday. We got a printout of the law, and it specifically says that, yeah, you're baking bread, you get a minimum wage exemption. Now, I think only Panera could get that particular waiver. So we'll see. I mean, it is $164,000. So maybe you should be aware if you're a businessman and you have some state business that you would like passed or blocked, what's the going rate of a bribe to the governor? 164 grand. I don't know if it changes in an election year. Anyway, that's going to be coming up after 3 o'clock. Now, all right, so yesterday we thoroughly hashed through the L.A. County vote for District Attorney George Gascon and to replace Gascon. They'd counted some more votes, this excruciatingly slow, stupid process at the L.A. County Registrar's Office, this bozo, Dean Logan. What an operation they have there. So now, here it is Thursday, 2 days after the election, and they've only counted 67% of the vote. Gascon is still in first at 22%, and Nathan Hochman still in second at 17%, and John Hatami is still in third at 13%. Everyone else, double digits. And I know, I can just tell by some online response, a lot of people are upset over two things. If you're a Hatami fan, you can't believe it because you really invested emotionally in Hatami, and I understand. And the other thing is they cannot believe Gascon, quote, won. Well, he didn't win. Just in a 12-person field, he got 22%. That means 78% voted against him. There were too many candidates running against him and too many candidates with the same message. And Nathan Hochman will have all the same policies as John Hatami. It's why nobody really could break out. But Hochman had, you know, three, maybe four times the money that Hatami had for television commercials. That's really explains everything. But there, I can't think of a single significant difference between the two. So remember, you have to go back to a year ago, before we knew who was going to run. What did you want? You wanted Gascon out of office. That's what you wanted. And secondly, the replacement had to be the anti-Gascon. You did not want another guy who's maybe a smoother talker, better looking, a better package, more articulate, less mean and cold and condescending, who has the same policies. You don't want that. You want different policies. To some extent, it doesn't really matter who brings the new policies. It's just they have to come. So a year ago, you didn't know who was going to run. You didn't know who was going to win. And a year ago, if you were asked, you wouldn't particularly care. All you'd say is, I want Gascon out. And I want the new guy to do the opposite. That's what you would have said. Well, Gascon will very likely be out. Hochman will do the opposite. But you have to vote for Hochman to achieve this goal. So remember the original goal. Don't get into a hissy fit and say, well, my guy didn't win. I'm not voting for anybody. No, don't do that. You gotta pick the guy who's going to defeat Gascon and is going to repeal all his policies. That was the outcome here, okay? It's about putting criminals back in jail. Arresting them, prosecuting them, putting them in jail for longer periods, putting them in prison, not letting them out early. Hochman will accomplish this. There's no question about that. 100% guarantee Hochman will accomplish all of that, whatever's within his power. So we go back to what's the original purpose is to get rid of Gascon. Now, if you still are a little rattled because Gascon got 22% of the vote, I'm just going to read you a little piece of the LA Times editorial. They know he went down in flames. Here's the editorial. To put the best face on District Attorney George Gascon's poor showing in Tuesday's election, he's where he wanted and expected to be. And now they make the case that Hochman is going to be perceived as too much of a Republican and a conservative to beat Gascon. And they go into a tortured explanation as to how Gascon can have a chance. But go back to the first line. George Gascon's poor showing in Tuesday's election. Gascon should know that re-election will be no easy walk, even if he is a Democrat. The primary results illustrate that LA voters are deeply worried about crime. And then they go into some statistical nonsense. No, the crime is up, and it matters. There are more thefts, and there's more shoplifting. There's more things being stolen than ever before. They reluctantly admit this later in the editorial. But the truth is, he did really badly. And if everybody who voted for all his opponents, with the exception of Chemerinsky, if everybody else votes for Hochman, in November, Gascon will finally be gone. So all of you listening who voted for anyone else other than Gascon and Chemerinsky, you repeat the vote for Hochman and we'll get where we wanted to be. Just again, think back to a year ago. You didn't know Hatami was running. Maybe you didn't know who Hatami was. Same thing with John McKinney. Same thing with Deborah Archuleta. Same thing, you know, with all the others who ran. You didn't know they were going to run. You didn't know who they were. You picked one candidate, got invested in him. That's good. But Hochman's the winner, and Hochman's going to undo everything Gascon has done to us for the last 3 years. So,
ouch!
That's right. Just keep that in mind. All right? We're not going to harp on this every day. It's way too long. We have 8 months until the November election. Same thing with that presidential election. I think we know what the playing field is between the presidential candidates. We know what the playing field is between Hochman and Gascon. And it's time to set your sights on removing him permanently in November. All right. More coming up. A disgusting story out of Santa Monica. Really disgusting. And we'll be playing that later in the hour as well. How's that for a tease?
Oh, lovely.
A disgusting story.
Is that the one you were telling me about off the air?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
God.
When we come back, you know how absurd DEI is. That's diversity, equity, and inclusion. Well, there is a website called Open the Books, and they have looked into a particular university, and they have found what these diversity college administrators get and what their titles are. And you are going to be astounded at what an industry this is, what a racket this is.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
You know, if you're affiliated with any kind of college or university, that they all now have DEI departments, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And it's a choking number of bureaucratic positions. And the people I know who work or attend school, and this can be in high schools and colleges, usually their first comment is, nobody knows what these people do. Because they don't do anything, right? But they have offices, they have desks, they have titles, they put out memos, incomprehensible jargon-laden memos accusing people of imaginary crimes. They're usually embedded in human resources. And it's become a combination of a cult and a racket. And everything today has become a cult and a racket. Well, DEI at a major university, it's one expensive racket, and it's a well-populated cult. The other day, the University of Florida dismissed its entire DEI bureaucracy. And that's going to save students and taxpayers $5 million a year. They fired 13 full-time DEI positions, 15 administrative appointments, faculty. But there's this website called openthebooks.substack.com, openthebooks.com. They have gone through the University of Virginia, which is the opposite story at the moment. The University of Virginia has 235 employees under diversity, equity, and inclusion. The total employment cost there is $20 million, $15 million in cash, and a 30% bump for their benefits. For example, Martin Davidson is the highest paid DEI officer. His title is Senior Associate Dean and Global Chief Diversity Officer. This is in Virginia. A global chief diversity officer. He gets $450,000 in pay with benefits, $587,000. Now, to give you some perspective, while he's hauling in $587,000, the governor of Virginia makes $175,000. Then there is Kevin McDonald, vice president for diversity, equity, and inclusion, community partnerships. He's making $400,000 and with benefits, $521,000. Next on the list is Tracy Downs, chief diversity and community engagement officer. And on the side, she's a professor of urology. She makes over $300,000 and with benefits over $400,000. Mark Stephen Cartwright, senior director of procurement and supplier of diversity services. What would that be? Nobody knows. He makes total almost $300,000. And we have an associate dean for diversity and inclusion. We have an assistant vice president for equity and inclusive excellence. We have a senior assistant dean for DEI. We have a director of advanced practice for diversity and development. They're all making $250,000. But I'll give you one specific here. Lanice Avery is an assistant professor in the Department of Psychology, Women, Gender, and Sexuality. She runs research on intersectionality, sexuality, and empowerment at University of Virginia. She writes and speaks about Black female sexuality and describes herself as a board-certified sexologist. She also speaks online about her orgasms.
What? This is not a real thing.
No, this is. No.
This is the second time you've said that in the last half hour.
It's on my mind.
Clearly.
Yeah, no, she does. She speaks online about her orgasms. I was tempted to go online.
Yeah, I think you should.
And experience her. Experience her instructions. Uh-huh. Or is her explanations.
How much does she make?
She makes $132,000.
For talking about her orgasms?
Yes. Well, she speaks on intersectionality, sexuality, and empowerment. And she's a board certified sexologist, and you're not.
I'm not. That's correct.
You should get into this racket. Look what it pays.
Yeah, really? What are the hours?
I don't know if you want to share online what she's sharing online.
Probably not,
but there's money in it. Can you imagine this rot that's infested the universities? Oh my, and people complaining that tuition is so high and they have these huge loans they take out. Well, this is what the money's going for. All right, we come back. I'm trying to think. Should we do the disgusting story now?
No, we have to go to the news now.
All right. I don't mean this minute. I mean
next.
Oh,
I thought you meant, yes.
Do the disgusting story next?
Yes, okay. I thought you meant now, and I was going to say you're already late. Right.
I'm already late. Now I'm getting scolded.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, this is a disgusting story. And you know what? I don't have to read all the details. I can just play this report from Fox 11, Laura Diaz, and then we can discuss. So play. Sorry to wake you guys in there. I should have given you some
warning.
Oh, my
goodness. I can't tell you how fortunate I feel because there's so many other ways it could have gone.
It's been less than a week since an 80-year-old Santa Monica woman was awakened from her sleep to a horrific scene. A strange man was standing over, touching her face as he performed a solo sexual act on himself. The time was 2:30 in the morning last Thursday on the 2400 block of 2nd Street in Santa Monica.
I saw that what they were doing and yelled at the top of my lungs to get out now. And he minded me, and I locked the door and called the police.
Santa Monica police say surveillance cameras captured the suspect in clear detail entering the home through an unlocked door. They found him the next day. The suspect was identified as 28-year-old Anthony Romero, a homeless man. According to police, Romero was booked for burglary, indecent exposure, and attempt to commit rape. He has a record. The victim says she will be tightening up her security and adds this.
The climate right now is changing. There's so many people that are homeless and out of work and for one reason or another. So things are getting maybe a little more desperate.
Other people living in the beachside neighborhood heard the account and expressed concern, too.
If there's something, some other action I need to take in order to be more safe here in this neighborhood. I'm terrified about it.
The suspect is in custody, and sources telling Fox 11 that the suspect in this case has been charged with a felony because of his priors.
An 80-year-old woman.
Yeah, an 80-year-old woman.
Had to deal with that.
But her reaction and the neighbor's reaction is really what cracked me up. The way the 80-year-old said, there's so many people that are homeless and out of work for one reason or another. There's no reason to be sympathetic for these. This guy's out of work because he's insane and he's on drugs. If drugs are causing this, it's his fault. It's not society. There's plenty of job openings. They're paying $20 an hour at Panera Bread. Well, not at Panera Bread, but everywhere else that didn't bribe Newsom. So they're paying $20 an hour to shake fry baskets and flip burgers. He's insane. He's got a record. I like the way they put it in near the end of the... Oh, he has a record. Yeah, he has a record. You know what his record is? He was arrested in Santa Monica for shoplifting, but of course you don't go to jail for shoplifting anymore. In June 2023, for public intoxication, resisting arrest, battery on a police officer, and a violation of parole, that's June of 2023. It's only March of 2024. What's he doing out? And then the poor lady goes, well, I don't know. It's the climate. People are homeless and out of work for whatever reason. No, it's because you have a government that doesn't put these guys in prison. This character, Anthony Romero, should have been in prison. Oh, plus, you know, he was out on parole. They're going to put him on a parole hold. And what did the other woman say? Eric, can you find that second woman? I think she was in the last 30 seconds. Because this is the mentality of Santa Monica people, and this is why Santa Monica has gone from being a beautiful city to a hellhole. Because they're all like, well, you know, they have that kind of dazed, laissez-faire attitude. You can tell by their tone of voice. As soon as I hear a tone of voice, I know what their politics are. Listen to this.
The climate right now is changing. There's so many people that are homeless and out of work and for one reason or another.
Because they're drug addicts.
So things are getting maybe a little more desperate.
Homeless
drug addicts. Other people living in the beachside neighborhood.
No, go ahead. Play this now.
And express concern, too.
If there's something, some other action I need to take in order to be more safe here in this neighborhood.
Be more safe.
So, I'm terrified about it.
The suspect.
All right, stop. If there's some other action that needs to be taken to be more safe. Yeah. You know what the other action is? You put the bastard in prison. That's what the action is. If he's in jail, he can't be standing with his pants down in front of an 80-year-old, pleasuring himself. Well, there's some other action that needs to be taken. Guaranteed these two voted for Gascón. Guaranteed. Guaranteed they voted for Gascón on Tuesday. Well, if there's some other action that needs to be taken, he should have his genitals cut off for doing this. How about that for an action? Either that or prison. What the hell? Oh, and here in the print version of the TV story, Romero, who is currently experiencing homelessness. No, he's a perverted sex criminal. He's a bum. He's experiencing homelessness. Like you're experiencing a cold or a rash. It's something that just came upon you.
He's a bum.
This is the mentality. And you get it from the news media. And people at home absorb the language construction. Well, he's experiencing homelessness. And he's out of work for whatever reason. And then you find out he's got a long record. And you're not going to fix him, all right? He's already 28. That's even past Gascón's age of maturity. This is what he does. Can you imagine? This is not a sexual act. This is a terrorist act. A terrorist act. And the thing is, I don't know, there used to be activist groups standing up for women who get sexually assaulted, who get victimized by men, and now there's nothing. Nobody's even that upset anymore. Well, some kind of action has to be taken. That voice. You can judge people's intelligence and their politics just by the sound of their voice. All right, more coming up. 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, we are going to have... Oh, you know what? I want to play another story to set this up. Because in Compton, you're not going to believe this. In West Rancho Dominguez, in that section of Compton, they are going to be holding a march, or they had a march. They had a march to get elected officials to do something about the huge number of RVs parked on residential street. This problem has not been addressed in a lot of neighborhoods. Tracy Park on the west side of L.A. has gotten rid of some RVs, but in the Compton area, it hasn't happened. That's Holly Mitchell's district. Yeah, Holly Mitchell has. By the way, I think she did very well in her reelection campaign on Tuesday for county supervisor, even though she leaves hundreds and hundreds of RVs rotting in the streets for crazy meth addicts to live in. But hey, go ahead, reelect her. Anyway, some of the locals in Compton, we're going to play the clip, and then we're going to talk to the Reverend Chuck Esters about what's going on in the area with all these RVs and all these crazy homeless people. That's coming up next.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Right after Deborah's 2 o'clock news, we're going to talk to the Reverend Chuck Esters. And in his neighborhood in Compton, there is an enormous number of RVs on the residential streets. And nobody's doing anything about it, and it's caused a lot of trouble in the neighborhood. And there was supposed to be a march this week is it supposed to be tonight? No, not, what is today? Today's the 7th already, right? Okay. No, it was this week. So we'll talk to the Reverend. And in order to set this up, I wanted to play this piece so you understand what Chuck Estes is talking about. There are a number of neighborhoods that are so overrun with disgusting RVs and the meth addicts and the fentanyl and heroin addicts and the crazy people. And they're all over certain districts. Like Holly Mitchell's district. And this is a Fox 11 report by Gina Silver. So let's play this first.
Not much is being done. That's why the residents are asking for help. Apparently, these campers, they were pressured to move away from local businesses. Unfortunately for these residents, they moved into their neighborhood.
It's very, very bad. Because first one trailer came, and then they stopped adding up more and more and more.
The RVs are parked on 148th Street in West Rancho Dominguez, a community near Compton.
More and more trailers see it, and it just comes and gets more crowded.
Residents say the campers have brought prostitution and drug dealing to their neighborhood. Plus,
a lot of fights, drug dealing.
Some people come into the yards to try to take our stuff.
They've been going into our cars, and they've been stealing things inside our car.
When the residents reported to authorities and county officials, they say nothing is done about it. Their biggest concern is the human waste.
I think it's a health concern, because they do their necessities on the street, and they're going to be on rats. They're going to start coming to our houses. And I think that's our concern.
It's just the messy trash that stays there behind, you know? It's like not like they pick it up after themselves.
The residents say they would like to see a ban on overnight camping in residential areas. They are asking for a meeting with County Supervisor Holly Mitchell.
This story has so many things. First of all, Holly Mitchell allows... some of these encampments, these RV encampments in her district in LA, are like 500-600 RVs. They're backed up, it looks like, for miles. I've seen video of this. Of course, she runs for re-election and she wins outright with 66% of the vote on Tuesday. She had three other opponents and nobody got more than 13%. She got 66%. So you want to be sympathetic to people. Who the hell are you voting for? Holly Mitchell can leave 600 decrepit RVs to rot in the streets to be populated by hundreds of meth-smoking, fentanyl-snorting, crazy people. She does nothing about it, and of course she gets reelected. So you're stuck with those RVs for another 4 years because you never kicked these people out of office. You deserve this. It's nuts. And then, of course, they talked to one of the residents in an RV. And Juan says, we don't have a place to live. What do people want? Us to live on the street with the tents, get cold, get sick? Juan, why don't you go get a job? Why don't you go to work? Go to work, you'll be able to rent an apartment. You're not entitled to live on the street. That's a public street. There's people who live there. What's wrong with what's wrong with all these people? The most entitled people in the world are not the wealthy. Now it's the people who live in the streets. What do you want us to do? Three words: go to work. You should be required to do that. So there was a march. Holly Mitchell apparently is not responding at all, and so we're going to get Chuck Esters on. I think there should be relentless pressure on these idiot politicians. Although, again, I don't know what to do if the public keeps voting for the same people over and over again. I'm absolutely astonished by the... You know, if the quality of life is good, but it's bad, it's terrible, and they're directly responsible because the supervisors could simply pass an ordinance that says, no, you can't park there. You just ban overnight parking. In a lot of cities, a lot of towns, there's... a red and white sign says no overnight parking, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. I remember when I was a kid, I wondered why. It's like, why would they ban parking from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m.? And then one day you realize it's to prevent homeless people from living in cars and RVs and taking root in front of your house. All right, we come back, Reverend Chuck Esters, and we'll discuss this further. More coming up. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.